So here it is. We're in the final days of the third quarter in 2020, and it's been a bittersweet kind of year in so many ways. But I don't think everyone fully understands or respects or gets that. I guess it all depends on where your perspective is and what part of the economy that you are truly in. Because some industries, such as ours in real estate, have been absolutely blessed if we've been willing to put the efforts in and help other people. And the volume, both on the lending side as well as the real estate side, has been extremely, extremely strong. So my question is, you know, as we look at this year, the first three quarters of this year, have you done well? Have you not done well? How have you adapted to the market conditions to be able to go after the business as a whole? And so as we look into these items, we really, truly have to question ourselves. Now, as we look at the fourth quarter, we have to go back to ourselves and ask ourselves a question. Is there things that we need to do to close out this year strong, really strong, as we currently stand? So my question also becomes as to what things do you need to change or do differently that you've been doing during the first three quarters, and what things do you need to do more of? For me, I can tell you over the years, it's been one key word, and you might hear me talk about it quite a bit. It's the word of leverage. Leverage. So, you know, some of you may or may not know David Halpern. David Halpern would come out, and he was more of a business coach than a real estate coach or a title coach. So really kind of wanted to push you in the direction that needed to be done to run your business like a business. Because many of us have a tendency of just kind of running in circles, forgetting the fact that we are absolutely in running a business itself. So the idea behind leverage is the idea that there are certain tasks in your day that are important, but may not be important for you personally to do. So the question becomes, are you leveraging an inside sales agent? Are you leveraging a virtual assistant or a full-time assistant or both? And if you were to start looking at those items to be able to task those things off, to go back to the things that truly make you money or drive revenue. Now, I don't say that in a selfish kind of way, and I'd like to repoint that out because the idea behind that when people start getting caught up of, oh, I need to make more money, I need to make more money. Well, yeah, that's cool. That's good. That's awesome. But at the same time, it's also about blessing other families. You see, when you start being able to have the wherewithal to pay somebody else to help you in your business, you're not only blessing your family, but you are also blessing the families that you are hiring. So it's kind of a big deal all around. So as we look at those opportunities and realize these items, what are those tasks that you need to do? What are the things that you need to do? What things are things that you need to start learning to task over? Now, same time, same challenge that I had had, as do many people who would consider themselves a type A or a driver, is the fact that nobody can do things better than you can do, right? No one's going to do them in the right time frame. No one's going to necessarily do them the exact way that you would, or you're going to be too far removed from the project. So you're going to be disconnected. Well, again, that becomes about you being a leader. And when you're being a leader, it means you're still engaged, you still get updates, you still get reports, you still have expectations, but you're taking the main part of the task and you're tasking it to somebody else. So for me, as I continue to grow and move forward, it's about having the right people in the right seat on the bus. And I can honestly say that my team currently, as it stands, has been pretty phenomenal. The only thing that's gotten in their way at times has been me. So I can say that has not always been the case. And you could have great people, and they may not be the right people for the spot. So please know that maybe as we look into the end of the year, maybe you have the right people on the bus, and maybe it's time to reanalyze as to what seats these people should be in. So, you know, one of those things that we need to do an analysis as we run through this. And before we know it, Christmas and the holiday season will be here. So, you know, there is no time. It gets very expensive if you're making poor decisions and not having the right people in the right seats. And it robs you and your family of joy because you end up doing more of the work, and it allows less time to be able to do those important tasks. So Not sure what your one thing is that you might need to change, but that's what it is for me. I need to continue to go back and look and see what additional items can I task over so that I can be absolutely more productive each and every day. Now, last but not least, and I'm going to close on this thought here. Now, I'm sure that you are running into similar challenges as to what I am. And that is the fact that, you know, you would think, because we are not in the field as much, because we're not in front of technically as many people, that we should have more hours in the day, right? Wrong. You see, for me, and I don't know what your scenario is, if I went out and was door knocking offices and I would walk through an office, I might see 20, 30, 40 people at one time. When I do the same kind of business as I'm doing currently, it takes me 30 or 40 phone calls in order to get that same impact, to touch that many people. And since there's a lot of sensitivities as to what offices we can and cannot visit, it's not as easy as one might think. It takes a ton of discipline, dedication, and systematizing between text messages, video emails, Zoom meetings, phone calls. And then obviously Zoom meetings is more than just a one-on-one. Maybe it's a one-on-one. Maybe it's a one-on-two or with five people. You know, it's one of those items. So we have to make sure that we are absolutely staying focused and goal-oriented throughout the day, because it is so easy to get distracted. And that's the hardest part about our industry. So staying focused, staying on point, and then realizing what is working. So maybe today the message on its leverage, maybe it's on doing an analysis of what's working and what's not, changing out what's not working and doing more of what is, or finding other opportunities to go after it. Anyway, that is kind of my thought for today. Like I said, we're going into the fourth quarter. It's time to really batten down the hatches, make sure that we are focused on those items that are working, and possibly use the word leverage. All right. Anyways, God bless you. I hope you found value in something we talked about here today, and I wish you much success. If you have any questions or would like to review things, please, by all means, give me a shout back, and I'd be honored to come back and circle the wagons with you. All righty. We'll talk to you soon, and make it a great day. Bye-bye.